And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. And the phones, I guess, are acting up a bit at Republic Broadcasting, but we'll get Fareed in a moment. I want to talk about some of the latest. Each time we hear a little variation in terms of why it's important to have good circulation. The circulation is dependent on a couple of things. The first, let's look at the layers of your blood vessel walls. You have the... hi, Fareed. We're talking about blood vessel walls. The first layer is your endothelium. Endothelium is a one-cell layer thick, very metabolically active tissue. And the endothelium is probably the gateway to oxygen and nutrients getting into your tissues. And the second layer, of course, is the muscular layer of the arterioles and venules. And that one actually creates a peristaltic wave to move blood forward. The endothelium has metabolically active processes to stop free radicals so you don't get plaque or oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids, and also to produce nitric oxide. And there's a particular molecule called tetrahydrobiopterin that is necessary. Plus, you have the enzymes in the inside of the vessel wall called superoxide dismutase 1 and 2, copper zinc isoenzymes, and glutathione peroxidase. And if they're not working properly, you're going to get oxidized fatty acids and plaque. And when the big eater cells, or macrophage in Latin, go and eat those little globules of fat, they can croak on site. They then form a calcified plaque with attracting platelets and fibrin. And it does layer on layer. It's almost like we call a Haitian tar paper shack. Unfortunately, when a bad storm comes, the tar paper shack roof starts to crack and it can break off and blow away in the wind. Well, that's what happens when you have an embolus, which shoots down the artery, or a clot, which expands and blocks the artery off. Now, a lot of people aren't aware. They're physically active. They may be physically fit, but they may be burning up their artery walls in their 20s and 30s. And in their 40s and 50s, they're going to hit a wall called vascular crises. And, there's conventional cardiac tests that can actually tell this. I remember one young woman whose family had a number of instances of people with premature cardiac disease, and it turned out she had a familial hyperlipidemia. Well, we did her. She was slim, very active, no cardiac symptoms. And we did her high-speed CT scan and a treadmill stress test, and it turned her calcium score was like somebody that should be 80. So we put her on a program to try to deal with it both pharmacologically and naturally. Now, of course, we have much more advanced things now, like, for example, full vitamin K2, a cardiovasc, omega supreme krill, ellagic acid, Bainway. But the most important of all is cardiovasc. And the reason is it's going to take care of your endothelium. It's going to take care of the muscular layer that's trying to generate energy. It's going to help your body detox heavy metals and things like endocrine disruptors that are factors that screw up the inside of your blood vessel walls. And if you don't take care of your blood vessels, you can have 20 years asymptomatic, and all of a sudden, smack, in your 50s or 60s, you've got, quote, disease. It didn't just happen out of the blue. It was percolating up. But unfortunately, we have what we call symptom-based medicine. And it chases symptoms with drugs that actually often don't change the underlying condition, but they compound it and create new problems. Cardiovascular does the opposite. It actually gets rid of the problem. So if you have somebody with a blocked artery, or they have a stent in place in one area and the doctor is threatening to put more stents in or a bypass, we put them on cardiovascular and they open up their arteries. So let's go through each of the components and we'll explain why the care and tending of your arteries is important, and where if you think you have to have symptoms before you start doing treatment, you're crazy. I think every adult should be on cardiovascular. Not just some, and every child with a health problem. My daughter, 23, with Down syndrome, is on cardiovascular now, and she's 23. If you have someone that has Down syndrome, which is the ideal, we call life extension syndrome, to analyze what helps to lengthen life, because they're aging at twice the rate of the normal population. So a child, if they die at 30, or say 35, in a traumatic accident with Down syndrome in a car accident, and you do an autopsy and a pathology and do scanning electron microscopy of their blood vessels, what you find is they have the blood vessels of a 70-year-old. You can stop that if you stop the free radicals and do the things like I'm doing with my daughter. So when she's in her 30s, she's nice, got clean arteries to her head, neck, and her heart. So, Fareed, let's go through them systematically so people can understand exactly how important it is to understand that if you see even a conventional doctor or even an alternative doctor based on symptoms only, you're deluding yourself. There's more advanced diagnostic tests, including conventional ones, but unfortunately, before the conventional cardiologist is going to do the test, usually people are grossly symptomatic. The screening test that I do, which includes the metapathia and the QRMA, which can be a prelude to doing lipid electrophoresis and other advanced testing, and a blood rheologics blood viscosity test, PI-1 and C-reactive protein, etc., are far more accurate, and they pick up illness or disease or imbalance decades before you even have symptoms. So let's go through each component.
Sure. So CardioVasc is a synergistic formula, seven ingredients, powerful herbal extracts, and this formula was developed by my dad, who's a pharmacognosist and trained and educated in Germany. So the first of these components that really is critical to the functioning of the formula is hawthorn, and we use a leaf and flower extract. And one of the things to note about our hawthorn is that the hawthorn and CardioVasc is grown in Europe, and all the studies that have been done on the hawthorn have been done on the European variety, which is actually different than the Chinese variety, which of course sells for less, but isn't actually the same, doesn't contain the same compounds.
Right, and that hawthorn, by the way, is one of the most important components to actually reverse underlying heart disease. And most people don't realize the entire population is heading toward heart disease. And there's several things that are present in the population that have heart disease. Number one, they all have thyroid dysfunction, even if they don't have antithyroid antibodies. Number two, they all have elevated insulin resistance, and they all have some form of oxidative stress in their blood vessel walls. So if you don't correct these things, you will get heart disease. Now, that's the reason why we call squaring the life curve. People can go along, particularly women, will not age physiologically until they hit menopause. And then all of a sudden they'll age literally equivalent of 20 years in one or two. Men will happen, it happens when they hit andropause, when all of a sudden their male hormone, sex hormone, binding globulin level is high enough that there's very little free hormone, and their DHEA level's low and their antioxidant level's low, and all of a sudden they start going down the toilet. And you can see men age equivalent physiologically 10 or 15 years in one or two. So people should understand it's a discontinuous process. And if you protect yourself, that won't happen to you. What's the next component?
So then we have the aged garlic extract.
Now, aged garlic has two effects. First, it's an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor, and it does it in a non-toxic way because when you use the drugs, ACE inhibitors, they can block what's called the enzymes that create bradykinins and neurotenins. They can actually give you what's called a capitin cough. You don't get that with aged garlic. The other thing it does is it kills off nanobacteria. And nanobacteria are really tiny bacteria that, whether it's the free iron in your body, tied to things like ferritin levels, or heavy metals like cadmium, arsenic, lead, etc., they are catalytic agents for creating oxidized cholesterol and oxidized fatty acids. And one of my colleagues, Dr. Phil Broughton, who is a British biochemist who was in the antibody assay reference lab in Los Angeles for years, I would send tests off. And you can see where someone's even developing antibodies against their oxidized cholesterol, dinitrile hydroxycholesterol, and they're also developing abnormal lipid fractions. Now, the conventional doctors and MDs and chiropractors and cardiologists do what's called nuclear magnetic spectroscopy on blood, and they actually only estimating different fractions. They don't actually do a fractional electrophoresis. Well, I did research on fractional electrophoresis and blood viscosity with a cardiologist doing research when I was in my office in Denver, and what I discovered is that the most nasty fractions, they don't even measure. Small particle HDL, which is the deadliest, and then VLDL3 and some other minor fractions. But, you know, those fractions go away when you use the right things to prevent cholesterol and fatty acid oxidation. Next component.
So then we have the cayenne.
Now, cayenne is, of course, a vasodilator. And vasodilation is really important because what basically happens, you get vasospasm. You don't just get it not only a peristaltic wave, you actually have vasospasm. Eventually, if you get vasospasm combined with oxidative stress, the actual blood vessels and blood vessel walls start to calcify and sclerose. And atherosclerosis basically is a combination of all these processes where it's like an old garden hose. It starts to bake in the sunlight, and then if you step on it, the garden hose breaks. If it breaks on the inside, it creates a clot, which can shoot down the blood vessel wall called an embolus, or it can expand and just block the artery right off. And that's what happens. People just aren't aware of that, are they?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have a couple of other things that are pretty critical to the formula. So we have the bilberry and then the ginkgo biloba.
Yeah. Now, the bilberry is a very powerful dialyzable antioxidant. Now, there's a lot of antioxidants present, like we have our anhydrous catechin in NutriDefense, which is the most powerful of all our antioxidants. Then we have the astaxanthin in Omega Supreme Krill, very important for blood vessel walls and brain protection. And we have the goji berry, which is in our NutriComplete. Those are the top three antioxidants. But the most powerful antioxidant in terms of dialyzing, which means it crosses deep into tissues and organs, is a smaller molecular weight molecule antioxidant. And that smallest one that's available from a biological plant is bilberry. So it means it's going to penetrate better into your solid organs, your brain, heart, liver, kidneys, than any other antioxidant. And that's important because oxidative stress is a basis for vascular disease.
Yep.
So tell me a little bit more about what's the next component beyond that?
Yeah, a couple things that are in the formula that we keep getting asked about. So for example, milk thistle. And milk thistle is really to support the liver. What people don't realize is that when you're improving your organ perfusion and circulation, you're also detoxing, and that puts a little more stress on the liver. Liver has to work a bit harder, and so that's why the milk thistle is in the formula. And then we also have the valerian.
Right. Yeah, the milk thistle, of course, is going to stimulate detox. Because it's all these toxins in our environment that are accelerating heart disease. People aren't aware that diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, many illnesses are all tied to the toxic environment. And basically, the inside of your arteries is like the first line of defense of new nutrients that are absorbed and being pumped all over the body. So if you damage the endothelium, you're going to get plaque formation and calcification. And you've got to detox these materials like bisphenol A, heavy metals, volatile chemicals. And there's what's called phase one and phase two detox, and milk thistle stimulates that. And if you don't get the toxins out, they're gonna cook you from the inside out. And that includes things like methylation, sulfation, glucuronidation. All of those are amplified by the milk thistle.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And what's the other thing that you'd recommend?
And we were going to talk about the valerian as well, right?
Yeah, now valerian is a autonomic balancer. When the body perceives that blood pressure is not perfusing the tissues enough, so the blood, heart, and the blood vessels, because the way the circulation works is the heart pumps, and with the shearing force, so there's a wave, like a wave pool. And when that shearing force wave hits the blood vessel walls respond, and they produce a secondary wave. Most of the blood flow in your body, if you look at the cross-sectional area of all your vessels, and the pressure difference between the beginning of the vessel and the down a certain length, let's say 5 inches, 10 inches. Most of the blood flow in your body is actually your blood vessels. 70% of your external flow away from the heart is blood vessels, and 100% of the return to the heart is blood vessels, which is really interesting. It means if you don't have, if you have overactivity of the autonomic nervous system, number one, you're going to induce vasospasm, which is not a peristaltic wave. Number two, you're going to increase what's the heart pumping against blood vessels that are not doing their work. So your blood pressure will go up. Now, if your pressure goes high enough, it can dissect aneurysms in your aorta, or it can actually cause increase in thickness of the blood vessel wall in response to just kind of counteracting the pressure. So you're not getting a proper peristaltic wave. You're getting a tonic spasm of the vessel. And if you're actually able to look at it, with an ultrasound, looking at the vessels, you'd see you don't get a secondary peristaltic wave from the vessel. A lot of this research is well published now, and I'm putting together some articles to explain it, because most doctors, to be honest with you, are not scientists, and they don't know about non-Newtonian fluid dynamics and the fact that the heart actually is just a primary pump, the secondary pump of your blood vessels. The same with your lymphatics. Your lymphatics respond to a lot of the same components in cardiovascular. I want to mention this because all of your lymphatic flow is the peristaltic flow, and every so many centimeters, there's a little valve that prevents the backflow of the lymphatic fluid going backwards. So all of your lymphatic flow in your body, there is no heart for your lymph system. It's just your vessels. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So when people say, well, I've got hypertension, you have to ask them, what do you mean by that? Right?
Yep.
And they really don't understand it. They don't understand that in most cases, their doctor and their chiropractor and their naturopath and their cardiologist and their internist do not understand in technical terms what is hypertension. It's like, you know, you have to ask enough questions to define the corollaries and the data and the field of information you're dealing with. Otherwise, you can never find a solution to the problem, which is why when you chase blood pressure with diuretics and ACE inhibitors and ACE receptor blockers, these can help lower the pressure, but do they improve perfusion, which is the primary reason why blood pressure occurs? And if you overtreat blood pressure, and this has been proven too, with pharmacological approaches, you actually decrease perfusion, you increase mortality. So mortality is directly related to perfusion. So whatever technique, if you're using, say, an ACE receptor blocker and a mild diuretic, that's kind of okay. But when you start using things like calcium channel blockers and beta blockers and so on, you're not dealing with the underlying problem. You try to lower the numbers, but you may not be improving perfusion. And if you drop perfusion, you increase mortality rate. Interesting, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So my criteria is I think everybody should be on cardiovascular. Number two, if you have existing heart disease, when you start taking cardiovascular, you'll notice if they're doing tests like a NEVA scan of your lower leg vessels, and one male in 20 over age 40 has a 93% blockage of at least one major artery to their lower leg. That's pretty serious. And you can see that on a NEVA venous and arterial study scan. Very, very non-invasive test. Next test is to do a B-scan ultrasound, and then finally an MRA magnetic resonance angiogram, which is a little bit more accurate than just a regular angiogram. And it's a magnetic one rather than X-ray. And I don't dissuade people from doing these tests. I want them to quantitatively prove that we've seen with cardiovascular, when people start taking it over a period of months and years, they actually reverse vascular disease. It literally goes away. So we have people with 93% blockage. The vascular surgeon is salivating that he's going to do a big procedure that'll be five figures in cost. He's going to get a bigger boat. And he goes and redoes the test. After 6 months, it says, oh my gosh, are you the same person or are you a twin? How come your arteries are open now? And a lot of time, the comment I'll hear, which I find very frustrating, is, I don't want to know what you took or did, but keep doing it. Because they don't want to have to communicate with Dr. Daigle, who will say, look, the half dozen drugs you were giving your previous patients that weren't making progress and they ended up needing a Dacron graft vascular surgery at a cost of $50,000 to $75,000 is not necessary if you just simply gave them 6 months of nutraceuticals and a change in diet and activity. And primarily the nutraceuticals are going to reverse the underlying cause of formation of plaque and reverse the calcium score. Disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We had a comic picture in Tim Alexander's blog, and it shows a doctor there and a woman with her hands on her face, you know, like the hands of frustration, I call it. And he was saying to her, you know, in this blog, you know, I'll just praise you, what he said to her. He said, you know, medicine is here to make your symptoms go away, not to cure you. If I cured you, it would be bad for business. And she put her hands on her face. And people say, no, this system can't be that corrupt. Well, let's put it this way. Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are the most corrupt politicians with their fraudster charity trust. But they're, other than the people that they kill because they find out about it, the problem is in medicine, there's always a body count. Not just once in a while. And when you fraudster somebody, you either make them bleed out because you give them a blood-thinning agent, or you give them a cardiac drug that makes their hair fall out and they become demented and stupid and impotent. Or they just die prematurely from the toxic effects of drugs like HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. So, let's put it this way. Your doctor, if they're mispracticing, is more corrupt than Hillary, believe it or not, because there's a body count every day, not just once in a while. Back in a minute.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back, and I'm going to make it open lines now. I want to talk on some health and wellness issues. I'm doing a lot of videotaping of all the different products and doing going through the product information sheets. We've posted up the product info sheet for CoQ10 and Supreme Ubiquinol. Now, Ubiquinol is very different than CoQ10, and I recommend both. I take two in the morning of each. CoQ10 Ubiquinol is particularly powerful to regenerate your gums if you puncture them around them. It's very protective of all the tissues in your body and oxidative stress. It helps get rid of a lot of the free radicals and recycle them, along with things like our Nutritrala and cell detox glutathione. It's particularly protective of brain tissue. So if you're trying to protect your brain, we recommend basically Brain Mag and the use of Omega Supreme Krill, the what's called Brain Power Vinpocetine, and of course our powerful brain nutraceuticals, which are Synaptin and the Big Brother, which is Cognition Plus. So we have literally protocols. We're developing new upgrades. For example, we just did an upgrade to our Omega Supreme that improved the absorption by 300 to 400%, so that we have now a smaller soft gel in our named product called Omega Supreme. What's kind of neat is the nutraceutical protocols are tightening up. We also have some new technology to do what's called, if you want to call it, spectral matching or frequencies with our bioplasm and metapathia machines. If you're interested and you're a health professional or want to be trained up to become a peripheral site, our first test site is Jim Quercy in New York, New Jersey, and he will be having mobile diagnostics where people can get a QRMA, bioplasm, and metapathia. That data can be sent along with a functional medicine history form and a consultation, and I can analyze it The interesting thing is head-to-head diagnostics, such as MRI scan and CT scan and ultrasound, are as or more accurate with a metapathia. And so people are find something significantly abnormal. It even scans down to specific genes and mitochondrial DNA, and even will tell you if you have a future chances of a problem, such as a familial hyperlipidemia, a familial chance of a cancer, or a subclinical problem like reflux bile pancreatitis, where you're getting a pancreatic sclerosis and things like that. It'll pick those up. So it's simply amazing, and it's really good to intervene before you develop symptoms, before you have significant pathology. The problem is that many times, if symptoms declare, the pathology is already pretty advanced, and you want to catch it before. So it picks up imbalances and underlying, we call micropathology or genetic abnormalities, long before it declares itself, which is really neat. So if you have changes that are occurring, atherosclerosis, even if you're physically fit and very active, you may, even if you're physically active, be on the way to blocking off some arteries in your heart or elsewhere. You may have some genetic changes that are predisposing you to Alzheimer's disease or to liver dysfunction or other problems, and we can pick up those changes long before you get symptoms. And we can do some conventional tests or advanced tests like genetics and look at SNPs or polymorphisms of your DNA simply by a saliva test or 23andMe and an online analysis called Prometheus of your single nucleotide polymorphisms. As I say, I can review any tests anywhere in the world, including quantitative electroencephalograms, look at your brain function, imaging studies, MRI, CT scans, and I do medical legal consultations as well. So I have currently three cases of medical legal that are cooking. What people need to start understanding is that the current level of medicine now is far more advanced. Right here in my studio, once in a while we have some of our really good regular customers visit us here in Southern California. And I put them through my diagnostic in my, what I call my laboratory. There's nothing invasive here. It's all quantum diagnostics. And then I can recommend to them, if they want to see their local doctor or a doctor that I recommend through the academies, specific testing that can look at, you know, what is the problem going on? Are they needing a rheologic blood viscosity test or something else? So it's pretty exciting. It means that we're extending medicine considerably further. We're also, it's called functional medicine, which includes allopathic medicine, chiropractic, naturopathy, massage therapy, herbology, toxicology, infectious disease, quantum physics, everything. I mean, literally everything is included in the large tent of functional medicine. And it's also based on what's called functional testing, which means we can test with conventional tests, lab, blood, urine, stool, packed red cell, mineral levels, heavy metals, quantum testing with the bioplasma and metapathia and the QRMA, which, by the way, if you have a QRMA machine and you haven't sent me your latest results, remember, for you and your family, it's totally covered. And if you want to do a business, you can do it as well. And we'll just charge for the analysis for the people that you send the data in.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. I think it's useful to kind of go into some of the latest news items here first. Of course, we had the latest issues going on. It says she's had enough wiener. I guess this is Uma Abedin. This is quite a story. 70 days until election. Again, we still see Hillary Clinton getting help climbing in and out of the large SUV that they transport her around in. UN could take control of internet. This is October 1st. Obama has passed over the internet control to a Los Angeles company that's literally a proxy of the United Nations. That's actually, believe it or not, happening within a month. The latest news is Mr. Colin Kaepernick, who's now not the leading quarterback of the 49ers, says, by the way, he was adopted by white parents. So he says that in his comments today that I've heard, that people shouldn't be getting leave if they're cops, whether white or black, shooting black men. The fact is, unfortunately, in many of these cities, most of the crime is black on black. And he doesn't face the reality that we need to fix the social problems, that simply cops are dealing with violence. It doesn't matter what the skin color of the persons are. Unfortunately, proportionally, the largest number perpetrating extreme violence is black. And that's partly social and other reasons. The main social reasons are, fatherless families, social welfare, basically single mothers alone, You know, a number of factors we've talked about on the show. But, you know, for Kaepernick to say that you want to just, quote, fix things by almost like the Democrats say they're going to legislate into a positive situation, it's the Democratic management of the large cities in the United States that have destroyed them. And I think Trump's outreach now is something that he is compassionate. So when people say that Donald Trump is flip-flopping on issues, I think it's ridiculous. He's always said he wanted to put a nice door in this wall. What he wants to do is get rid of the criminals, like the Cates Law that they tried to do, where someone who's committed, you know, felony crimes, major violent crimes, five times have been deported and come back. I've actually seen it as a doctor in Colorado where someone who committed vehicular homicide with an unstable load and a positive testing on drugs was deported across the United States within 30 days, was back in Denver on a matricula card, continued to drive unstable rigs from the Mexican border all over the United States. And this is just unacceptable, the idea of sanctuary cities and so on. We want to see the 11 million plus people that have a family member that's born here that's obviously an American not be deported, but they don't have a pathway to citizenship to jump the queue, but they should apply just like anybody else. Whether they have to leave the country and come back, I don't think that's necessary. It's just simply a matter of apply. And it might take you a number of years. My feeling is that also the process for admission should be less expensive, much more streamlined, and much more efficient. And it has to have background checks to make sure that people, number one, either have not committed a crime, number one, or number two, do not hold belief systems such as Sharia law that are inconsistent with the U.S. Constitution. Those things are all streamlined, and Trump has made it very clear. There's no flip-flopping going on here, and there's absolutely no racism. He's going to be meeting this coming Saturday with a large black church, but he's made lots of comments in the news media to say black and Hispanic families have been badly abused by the Democrats who are bigots because they basically take for granted the black vote, and black people have a right to have good school. What Trump wants to put in is if those black parents want their kid to be taken to a charter school and bused there so they get high-quality education and have a future, by all means. And they need to rebuild these schools that are within a reasonable distance and make it safe for the kids to go back and forth to school so they don't get recruited into a gang in order to not be beaten to death before they get to school or get home. The Democrats have no solutions. It's amazing. They don't, you know, Hillary has not had a press conference 200-some days or whatever. It's obscene that they want to just kind of Trump out things, I call it, where they try to make a connection because somebody in the KKK or some organization says they like Trump. Who cares? If they like Trump, it's maybe because they're going to create jobs in their area of the country. There's some senior senators, like, in fact, one of the mentors for Hillary Clinton was one of the senior grandmasters in the KKK. These people could still have some decent ideas, even if they're in some weird organization, which I don't agree with, or you don't agree with. But to constantly paste Trump as a misogynist or a racist or insulting different groups like Hispanic and black is just ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. And when people get shrill and start shaking their head and looking at you red-faced, it's aggravating. News media and otherwise, you need to stop it out there. Stop it. We're not stupid. We have an IQ gap. You have a lower IQ, a lower political IQ and honesty IQ than we do, so forget it. We're not going to put up with it anymore. In fact, as people are walking, especially millennials, young people, in fact, it's interesting, the lowest truth trusting of Hillary is in millennials, young people who have enough sense to know she's lying if there's air moving over her vocal cords. She's lying when they talk about their foundation. I mean, I saw one article where it's literally, they quoted that, and this is somebody from Wall Street, that the foundation, the Clinton Foundation, is the most corrupt public charity in world history. I mean, world history, in every country on the planet, ever. And yet this person is running for and say, well, they'll stop XYZ if she gets elected. No, it should have never been happening when she was in the Secretary of State because it was pay for play. It really is, pretty amazing. Then, of course, we've got things like Black Lives Matter and even comedians like, Dave Chappelle, who's one of the comedians, says, Black Lives Matter is the worst slogan I've ever heard. I mean, the comedians, by the way, nuclear physicists have the highest IQs, no matter what your nationality or your skin color is. And when people kind of draw out like this is not helpful for dealing with the issues. It's not. What about Blue Lives Matter? What about Every Lives Matter? What about the idea we need to have safe cities for everybody, no matter whether you're poor, white, black, Hispanic, or whatever? It's just and what Obama's done is actually just try to bring up the race card all the time, which is not rational. It's actually caused more division. Or the class card and thinking you're going to tax the rich more and more and more. Well, if you tax small and medium business, you're never going to get them to be larger and major businesses, and you're not going to get that tax money to repatriate back home because your tax rate's the highest in the Western world in any industrialized country. What do you think? But again, this is what happens when you have social communists in the power that think they can just rearrange the deck chairs. And that's why the economy now shrunk now to apparently 1.1%. So, you know, the abominator is destroying the country. Hillary would just continue it. She has no clue how to run an economy. She's so corrupt. It's only her donors and her that actually benefit, and Bill Clinton. It's disgusting. And it's embarrassing that we have this kind of person running for government. And then we have an honest person, Donald Trump, who's muddling around because it's his first political foray. And he says things shooting from the hip, acting like a businessman. And luckily, his people, and his, you know, Kellyanne Conway and others, Mr. Bannon. And, of course, he wants to say, because Mr. Bannon has Breitbart, that he's making statements that are so right-wing. It has nothing to do with the campaign management. He's a very adept person to try to do campaign management for Trump, to keep him on message, to make sure that he's for all Americans of all skin colors, race, and class. And I think the message is going to win. If they keep the message that Hillary Clinton is corrupt Hillary, and I have solutions, and I'm going to meet the black community and the Hispanic community, I think that he will close the gap and get enough of the Electoral College votes that he'll become president. If he doesn't, or if they steal the election, it's going to be decimation in America. Contracting economy, increasing debt, bad foreign policy, increased chances of war with Russia. I mean, it's one catastrophe after another. And with Hillary there, she'll be cackling all the way to each catastrophe, literally cackling like she did with the death of Muammar Gaddafi. You know, her statement was, we came, we saw, he died. I mean, that's like the old play on the Roman saying, Vini, Vidi, Vici. We came, we saw, we conquered. Well, killing off Gaddafi wasn't a conquering, especially when all the oil went over to ISIS. Now, ISIS is starting to be defeated in Libya by the local populations, which are finally going to get a foothold. But we created that vacuum. We created that situation. We even funded and supported ISIS and ISIL in Amman, near Amman, Jordan. And then after the fact, we wonder when they're out of control, and the Israelis should too, because they supported these groups who are going to be a proxy terrorist group for them, trying to do regime change in Syria, because they wanted to put a pipeline through Aleppo to Turkey, oil pipeline from Qatar. I mean, this is, you know, bad business and bad decisions gone crazy. And Hillary is part of the mess. And if she gets in, it's going to be catastrophic in so many ways. And all these people who voted her, they need to understand that the people that vote for Hillary are doers of evil. You're not just misinformed, you're a doer of evil. And there'll be a price to pay for that, not only for your own self personally, but also a spiritual price. Supporting pro-abortion, pro-eugenics, which is basically post-abortion when you have these death panels with Obamacare. Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare, replace it with something better. I think he should start with besides allowing the freedom to choose insurance, he should also start the process of creating a universal pay system that it can start small with a value-added tax. And recruit doctors and say, hey, you won't ever get sued again. You're going to go to mediation. We're going to pay you a salary. You join our clinics and so on. Whether you're a specialist or not, you're going to get paid adequately. You get paid vacations and time off and research time and time to spend with your family. And if you're a female doctor, you can work half days. Or if you're retired, you can work 1 or 2 days a week. This is the kind of healthcare system we want, where we don't throw people away because they're female or they're, quote, semi-retired. A doctor can't retire in this country partially. They have to retire completely because they can't afford the malpractice insurance costs. That's insane. And the same with the licensing authority. They try to track doctors and suppress them if they develop new techniques for treating things naturally. That needs to stop. And that's, you know, my solution is real simple. I call the Kohenic solution, which is to go back to ancient Israel. Number one, you have a value-added tax, which is like the tithe. You have a situation where the doctors basically don't get paid fee for service, don't have malpractice, don't have state licensure, and you can have lateral training, so you can have an EMT or medic in the military that can train up, or firefighter, and they can become a surgeon, and they can train laterally through the system rather than have to train linearly, you know, straight through medical school and so on. They can train laterally. And we can set up online training centers, centers of excellence, to train them that are not government sponsored, and most of them already exist right now. So we can cut the cost of healthcare to a quarter of what it currently is, have no exclusions, no pre-existing conditions, and no need for insurance. It will be all covered by a value-added tax. So, I mean, it should be a right. And if you visit America, you should be taken care of. This idea that America is the land of the great and the home of the brave should be that if you are sick, we're going to take care of you. If you visit us, we're going to take care of you, happen to get ill while you're here. And then we'll transport you back safely to your home country. It's obscene. It's obscene in the worst that countries that have tiny economies like Canada or Europe, compared to America, have at least a healthcare system far superior to the United States, far superior. And I know I've worked in the system in Canada. And if people say, well, there's long lines for certain kinds of surgery. But even there, they have surgery centers, for example, in Ontario or elsewhere. The surgeons have surgery centers, and it doesn't take months, months, months. You may have a small copay and so on, but you can get into a surgical center within a matter of a week or two. You know, it's this idea that the healthcare system is so decrepit in Canada is foolishness. It's a huge country. If you're in the middle of a town in the middle of nowhere, you're not going to get the full range of specialists, but you're certainly going to get transported, you're certainly going to get covered, and you're not going to end up going bankrupt or have to sign over your home if you have a serious health problem. That's the case here in America. It's just not right. And while we're doing that, the military-industrial complex are promulgating new useless wars with no objective to finally do it. And we see that. We haven't won a war in a number of decades. Even going back to Vietnam, we haven't won any wars. We don't win. We just spend money and deplete our young people and kill people and get killed and end up people with mangled and PTSD. I saw it with many of the vets I took care of back in Georgia that were post-traumatic stress disorder at the VA hospital and at the Augusta Regional Trauma and Burn Center and hospital there, Augusta Humana Hospital. It's like, oh my gosh, more and more damaged people. And as I traveled and worked around the country, what I've seen is an attitude of war is like a business. And you don't want to ruin the business by winning the war in a matter of weeks, which our generals could do, same way against ISIS. They want you to understand that America is a war machine that has to continue warring. And that's what Hillary wants to do. She wants a war conflict in the Middle East. She wants to continue balkanizing nations. She wants to keep threatening Russia. She wants to keep on doing things that we've done all along that are going to continue bankrupting the nation and reducing the ability even to support recharging EBT cards for all the poor in our cities. She wants to continue counting on the black and Hispanic vote. She wants to continue degrading the families of poor people of every color. She wants to continue with open borders, so we'll have major terrorism on American soil. And eventually, they'll get a bipartisan security bill where they'll take the last of your rights, sue the gun manufacturing companies who can't get a proper gun anymore, put all kinds of controls and electronic garbage on your guns, so basically your Second Amendment right, they'll whittle away to nothing. And then say that you can't defend yourself against violence because the criminals can always get guns. So this is Hillary's solution. Hillary's solution is to make you a frail, quivering, dependent, and begging for the next crust of bread from the state that now is in total control. That's what Hillary and the Democrats want to do. And they want to make the limit like Mr. Soros. He wants to make a stateless world where there's no borders. That's because they want global control. They just want to make this a trade zone, just like the Council on Foreign Relations, where this trade zone 3 is North America, Canada, the United States, and Mexico, where they basically put a big, you know, border around it in terms of a trade zone, and otherwise say, you don't have a country anymore, you have a trade zone, and we're in control. That's why they want Trans-Pacific Partnership and Transatlantic Partnership trade treaties. These are not for the benefit of citizens or allow their Congress and Senate or elected officials to work for the people. It's going to be trade bureaucrats and attorneys, international corporations that literally can put the screws to everybody, and you can't use any kind of normal things like tariffs and so on to protect yourself. Again, the leaked Soros document calls for regulating the web to favor, quote, open society. This is what Soros is talking about open society. This is what Obama wants to do. He takes his orders from Soros. Yeah, I think, I don't know how much money, I think it was several million dollars, Soros supported Obama's election and re-election. People need to understand what's going on. There's global, psychotic, satanic billionaires planning to change the nature of society and nation states for their own benefit and the satanic evil of reducing world population and controlling all of us. And people say, that can't be. That's a conspiracy theory. Well, the word conspiracy theory was invented to disrespect people that ask tough questions and have evidence. So it rises to the level of a conspiracy theory because it is a conspiracy, and the theory means it's supported with evidence. If you disagree, do call in. We'll have some mixed mental martial arts. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
Well, that's a good song. I think that we're dancing with a lot of things. Once we dance with the truth, though, we always have a pathway to optimism because we can find solutions. Just looking at Drudge, and of course, he has some interesting articles here that are already changing moment by moment. Indestructible strain of E. coli has reached the U.S., and of course, we also have this indestructible Candida auris, too, that's also very deadly, actually 60% mortality rate with this candida. Researchers found a strain resistant to colistin antibiotics. The new test strain is also resistant to carbapenem. The sample comes from a 76-year-old patient who was treated in 2014. Rutgers University scientists have spent months trying to understand the infection and why it is so difficult to treat. Well, there's three reasons why infections are difficult. Number one, typical antibiotics, the genetics of the organism can develop ways around it. For example, DNA gyrase 4 inhibitors such as drugs like moxifloxacin, Levaquin, the organism can quickly change its genetics in a matter of a week or two, just even with a full mutation. We have what's called an intelligent redesign. It's actually part of the genetics of every living thing. It has these ways of actually creating new genetic code that's not random. The use of antibiotics creates an environment in antivirals, for example, even in chicken farms in China. So what we have is we have a range of antipathogenics that don't allow the organism to adapt. We have Neutrodyne, the only monoatomic tesla-activated iodine that's universal antipathogenic and universal mitochondrial resuscitator to create new mitochondria and to detox from halides, fluoride and chloride bromide, because it's a superconductor form of iodine, which ordinarily wouldn't be powerful enough to displace fluoride, chloride, or bromide. But we have that. Number two, we have Allicin Med. Allicin Med is sourced from Germany. It's 200 milligrams more than Alamed, which has been around for more than a quarter century from Peter Johnston, the chemist in Britain. It is a prescribed drug in Europe, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, and it will go through the biofilm. It also, interestingly, will stop all biting insects, including the vectors for Lyme parasites, ticks, mosquitoes, etc., for Zika. And both of these, by the way, will kill all known pathogens, including mycobacterium, psittacosis, viruses, including RNA intracellular viruses and spirochetes that are intracellular. And then thirdly, we have silver 100, the only ionic silver in the world, which is hundreds of times stronger than any other silver, including oxy silver, whatever kind of garbage silver they talk about, silver rods that you make at home, which are just nanoparticle chunks of silver that has no biological action, unless it's a tiny portion of it is in the oxidized or anionic state. And unfortunately, if it's not in the citrate state, which is a stable complex, it can transit across tissues and membranes. And as a result, it becomes inactivated by hitting proteins or halides like chloride, fluoride, bromide, or the chloramines or fluoramines, etc. They're even more avidly attached to these molecules. So we have silver 100. We also have nutraceuticals like My Design Nutra Defense. No one has anything anywhere near this. It has the ability to block the Fenton reaction to allow tissue planes to be blocked from any pathogen entry. It has the antiviral properties on RNA and DNA viruses. It has the most powerful stimulant of natural killer cells, and it has the most powerful antioxidant in the world, anhydrous catechin polyphenol. So use our nutraceuticals exclusively. Support your health. Protect yourself from the giant explosion of pathogens around the world. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two. Your calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And coming up tomorrow, we will have Mark Gaffney on the third hour with Tim Alexander. That should be interesting.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.